Hello?
Hello, can I see with Earl, please?
Yeah, it's Earl. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Earl. My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Your Lender now. What we do is we finance businesses, and we like to provide it with the most profitable option to help you do that. Do you have any cash advances or any loans right now?
Cash advances? Well, I got loans.
Okay, well, right now what we can do for you is structure as a business proposition for you, with one of my loan officers, and get you some capital so that way you can help yourself or your business with that. Do you have, as of right now, your industry? I see here it says a Great Basin Repair. Is this a auto shop, sir?
No, I had my semi on the road, but you know, with the price of fuel and that, they put me out of business.
Oh,
and
so
I'm
you,
trying to get,
so this,
with that Great Basin Repair, I'm trying to get my welding off and running with the business right
but
now. I'm just working right
but you,
now.
All right, but you still own Great Basin.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you still, and you had Great Basin for more than a few years, I suppose?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, good. Now, how much do you estimate that you do at Great Basin revenue on the daily, on a monthly basis?
$6,000 to $8,000.
Okay, so think about this. If you make $60,000, we can easily finance at least 100 to 150% of what you make on a monthly basis. So I think it will be a great idea if I can put something together with between you and my loan officer, so that way you guys can discuss, at least put a deal together for you and see if it's something that makes sense for you, and you can go ahead and do that. Because you said that you're trying to go, did I hear that correctly, that you're trying to get back again to, or did you have like a trucking company as well? Is that what you had before?
Yeah, but I'm going to lean on the fabrication side, welding. Because, you know, trucking
right,
is
okay.
Just so damn miserable.
It's difficult.
Like,
It's difficult right now. Trucking is very difficult right now. Extremely.
Right.
I understand. Yeah.
Well, money. I mean, you're like, welders are making $100 a day to $150 with per diem, and they need all, you know, there's all kinds of work out there. Whereas trucking, you have such a flooded market with companies that they're all undercutting each other. I don't understand how they're even doing it. Like, here
right.
I'm making 26, 25, 26 an hour. The truck's making $100 an hour. And by the time you pay your hand, now I'll be on overtime like by, say, Wednesday. You know, hopefully we're really busy, right? So on normal weeks,
yeah.
Say we're busy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, now I'm going to jump up, what's the time and a half? 30, 40, 45 an hour? Is that 45
yeah.
an hour? And, you know,
yeah.
ballpark in it, right? I'm driving
yep.
the road, so I'm not good at math. But ballpark there, 40 to 45 an hour. How are you? I don't know. I don't care. They're the ones wanting to keep on going. They pay me. As long as that check clears the bank, I'm fine. You know what I mean? But
well,
I want to get on that welding side of the house at 100, 150. I've got a few places I've been working with.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm just kind of working, man. The oil field's just starting to crank up and get busy. So I'm hoping to be under a welder here in the next, like, couple weeks.
That's beautiful. That's where we come in. Okay, look. We can provide you, like I said, with some working capital for your business, put something together for you. let me ask you something. If you were to do something right now, how much capital are you looking to get?
Yeah, it'd be cool if I got around 30, 50 grand. I'm not going to go way wild, but it'd be cool to just
but
kind of get off the run with that, you know?
No, that's okay. That wouldn't be a problem at all, and I'm going to tell you why. The reason why that wouldn't be a problem at all is because of the simple fact that we can do 100 to 150% of what you currently make right now on a monthly basis. Now you said that you do about $60,000, right, a month, give or take?
Yeah.
Okay, so 100 to 150% of that will be, if it was 100%, it will be $60,000. If it was 150% of that, it will be $90,000 that we can – I know for a fact that I can easily do for you. Would you be using that for your buying new equipment or inventory, working capital? What would you use that money for?
I need a rental space. You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha.
I need somewhere where I can rent. And I'm in North Dakota, so there's a lot of offices up here where I can rent. I'm kind of basing out of Dickinson, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, that'll work, man.
All right, so 60K.
But it's really
you think that
in the Williston area.
Let me ask you something. You think 60K will be sufficient, or would you shoot for 90K?
Well, so I can get, but 60K would work.
60K will work? Okay, awesome. So provided that my my loan officer, my underwriter, can get you the best deal possible, I would like, what I like to do is basically send you an application. I have something here that says Great Basin Repair LLC at gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yeah, it is. Send that over, man.
Okay.
And I will work on that this week. I may not get it done tomorrow, but I'll try to get it done as fast as I can.
So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an application. This application is going to be coming from dave@yourlandernow.com. In there, it's very easy. It's very easy to fill out. It's just your basic information, name of your company, yourself, your address, your business address, or whatever address it is that you have Gray Basin listed at. It's basically going to ask you that type of information, which is personal information. You will submit that, along with, we don't check your credit score, doing hard pulls, anything like that. That's what we request, 4 of your last monthly bank statements. That's only to show our lender's consistency, and that way we can get you, if everything looks good, I mean, we can get you approved in the next 24 hours. If that was to happen, then most likely you can have money on your bank account in the next 3 to 4 days, give or take, if everything looks good. But we work very, very, very fast with our lenders because we have more than $5 billion to give, or to provide financial to our customers. So that will be nothing for you to worry about. Like I said, I'm going to try to set you up with one of my senior executives. Her name is Corey, and look for an email from her as well that she's going to be contacting you, giving you a better understanding and a better assessment of your situation. Of course, she's always going to structure something according to your needs, suitable for you. If it makes sense, pull the trigger. If it doesn't, no harm done. No harm, no foul. Okay, so please do look forward for that. Thank you. Thank you very much, Earl. I want to thank you for taking the first steps into this endeavor with us. Okay, so it's going to be a partnership.
What was your name again? Is your Dave?
My name is Dave. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. Cool. I will look for that email, Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from, okay? So have a wonderful day. I'll try to do it in the next few minutes, but I promise you that it will be there by the end of the day, okay?
Yeah, end of the day is fine, man. I'm wrangling this rig move myself anyway, so that works.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Earl. Great talking to you, okay? God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.